This is the Morning Mix on KPCW, JW with Christy Dillowig. Morning, everybody.
Good morning. Morning Mix, we always present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back.
We certainly do.
Another day of such. Do you want to know who's on the show today?
Oh, I do.
Okay, our musical guest for the hour is Sundog Sky, which consists of William Sangster, Jack Forster, and Miles Nagel. They are all soon to be seniors at Park City High School and building their musical career. So they're here with us throughout the hour. We're going to talk to Anna Wilson from True Believer Fest. That's a songwriter festival going on this weekend in Ogden. She's going to call in near the top of the hour. Then we're going to talk to Arthur Weinfeld. He is going to tell us about how a bad turn of events shifted him from a left brain thinker to a right brain creative thinker.
Ooh.
And how it's led him to music and yoga and all sorts of things. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. At 9:40, we'll talk to Amber Hansen, director of A Chorus Line, which is currently in production at Egyptian Theater. And we'll wind it up with some more music.
This show is packed, so we're going to get things cooking. We're going to go away just for momentarily for a couple of messages from our underwriters. When we return, Sundog Sky will be with us, our musical guest for the hour. Stay with us.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub, open for lunch and dinner, and offering weekend brunch with traditional menu items like pub steak and eggs and eggs benedict. Brewery tours available. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
I'm Lisa Lundquist, Senior Loan Officer at Veritas Funding, supporting KPCW's TED Talk Radio, providing individual focus from finding your dream home to remodeling your existing home or helping with your first home purchase. Veritas Funding, loving, living, lending the Park City lifestyle, located at 311 Main Street or 659-1390.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy. Our musical guest for the entire hour is Sundog Sky. William Sangster on keyboard and vocal, Jack Forster on guitar and vocal, and Miles Nagel on bass. Gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, get nice and close and love your mic. There you go. Perfect. Well, it is great to have you, and we've been looking forward to having you on the show. And seniors, man, that's pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's great to be back.
Yeah.
It's October.
That's right. That's right.
I'm sure a lot's happened in that time.
Yeah. Tell us what you've been up to.
As far as gigs-wise, we've been kind of around. We've been doing a couple in Salt Lake. We did one in Eagle Point Resort, actually, which was like the first residency-type gig. It was a fun gig.
Was that fun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that by like a mentor of mine, Rick Gerber. He referred me to that. He's probably been on the mix a few times.
Oh, yeah. He's a favorite.
Yeah.
Where is Eagle? What was it called? Eagle Point?
Eagle Point, yeah. It's by Beaver. It's out in the canyons there.
Oh. So you're a touring band.
I guess you could say that.
House parties are fun to do, aren't they?
I've never been a musician at a house party.
Oh.
I've thrown a bunch of house parties.
Yeah. I have.
You were a musician
at
a house party?
Yeah. And it was a blast. It was Maryland National Bank, and these girls kept inviting us to their party, and they were older women. They were like 22.
How old are you in the story?
I was 18.
All right.
And they were older. They were 22, 23. One was 24.
Oh, my gosh.
And so my friend Dave Freiber and I, we played acoustic guitar and sang. We had a little thing going, playing coffee houses and stuff. But this was our first house party, and it was off the hook. We had a good time.
And what other gigs do you have coming up?
So in August, we got two for now. We're going to be playing the Grand Valley Bank Series from Mountain Town on August 14th.
So that's the Wednesday at
Deer
Valley?
Yeah, the Wednesday night free concerts.
Big stage, big crowd.
Oh, yeah. We opened up for Big Blue Ox, funk band.
Nice.
Yeah. And then a few days later on the 17th, we do another one at O'Shucks, Pine Brook.
Excellent.
What are you going to play for us first?
First one's an original called Lonely Heart of Blue.
Lonely Heart of Blue, live in the morning mix, Sundog Sky.
For my town, take me home.
Under your spell,
I'm falling.
Wish me well.
Honey, be mine. Show me your ways, lend me a hand into your life. Wake me up. The clock's ticking. There's a burning from the moment. Honey, be mine. Show me your ways. Lend me a hand into your falling from above, you mirror back a fire. You're falling from above, not in my desire. To take you into my, to set me free. I fled my lonely.
Very nice, everybody. That was Sundog Sky.
And we're being joined on the phone right now by Anna Wilson from True Believer Fest. No stranger to our show. Hey, Anna.
Hi, Christy. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being able to join us this morning. I know your festival is underway or shortly underway. Let us know what's going on.
It is. It actually starts this evening, and we're very, very excited to launch our second annual True Believer Fest.
So you had a change of location this year. You started at Snow Basin, and this year you're in Ogden, in downtown Ogden, and utilizing the venues there. Is that correct? A lot of music clubs?
That's correct, yes. It's going to be at the Ogden Amphitheater, right off Historic 25th Street. And we're very excited to kind of bring it into a, you know, a mountain metro town. And we feel like we're going to get a lot more folks to know about it and continue to build on the awareness of what it is we're trying to do.
There's a lot of workshops involved. Are you targeting people in the area who want to get into songwriting or people who are songwriters coming nationally? What is the target?
Yeah, a little bit of both, actually. You know, there are a lot of songwriter, you know, hobbyists out there and folks who just are interested in wanting to do it, you know, and on their own. And so it's an opportunity for them to kind of engage and interact with a larger community and meet other folks who are like them, you know. And then, of course, there's folks locally that are doing that. I know there's a big, wonderful songwriting group that gets together all the time in Park City. I know that there's a real, you know, interest in that. So we wanted to make sure that we served that with our workshops and our master classes and had an opportunity. There's also people who are just interested in the whole thing. They're not even songwriters, but they're just curious, like, how do you even go about writing a song? And so we've had all different kinds of folks, you know, sort of attend these wonderful educational workshops.
Anna, for those that aren't familiar with True Believer, maybe have not attended before, can you describe for all of us how you deconstruct sort of the song and sort of behind the scenes what's going on?
Sure, yeah. So there's a famous club in Nashville called the Bluebird Cafe. I'm sure a lot of folks have heard of it because of the show Nashville that was so popular a few years ago. But, you know, their format is songwriters telling the stories behind the songs, how they were written, what went on, what inspired it, sort of a very much behind the curtain glimpse. But it's usually only done in a small club, you know, or, you know, for 100 seat type of venue. And we wanted to give the opportunity to bring that experience to the larger festival stage. And so that's what True Believer Fest is all about. It's about songwriters who have marquee name, you know, identifiability and are popular. And then others, sort of the unsung heroes who've written the soundtracks to our lives that have been recorded by big name artists, but aren't, you know, big name artists themselves, but they're artists in their own right because they created these wonderful hit songs and things, and they tell their perspective and perform the song, maybe even with a little bit different twist than you might know it from the actual artist that made it famous. So there's a few different goals at work, but mostly we're trying to share the tradition of storytelling through song.
It feels to me like songwriting is having a real spotlight shown on it, that was kind of the, you never really maybe knew who the songwriter was, or someone like me might not have known. But now, like you say, with the show Nashville and with Bluebird Cafe and with, I guess there's a new show currently on NBC, perhaps.
There is. I think it's called Songland.
Which is like a game show.
People have referenced that to me.
Competitive songwriting in the sense of like who gets picked and who produces it. So is that, to be a songwriter, is this just a glorious time? Or are you sort of like, why? I've been doing this all along.
Chris, I think you might be onto something. I mean, I think it's like sometimes things just sort of, you know, rise and this critical mass starts to kind of surround it, you know? It's like when everybody became gluten-free and, you know, there was all these things that, you know, we never talked about before. And songwriting is starting to become, you know, really in the conversation of people. So that's exciting.
So a great time to hold a festival. So tell the listeners a little bit about how they get involved and get more information.
Well, you can go to truebelieverfest.com, and that's TROUB, like troubadour. And we have a great lineup. You can catch all our artists there. Royal Bliss is our headliner this year, and they're doing a big finale at the end. It's honoring one of the finest songwriters of our time. And there's going to be all the artists are going to come back out on stage and honor Tom Petty. So we're excited about that as well.
It starts tonight, runs through today and tomorrow. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. And, also you and Monty Powell are performing next week in Park City as a part of the Nashville Unplugged. Is that correct?
That is correct. And that's very much a Bluebird cafe style format too. So we're excited to come to Park City and and share the stories behind the songs of Troubadour 77, our Americana duo, and some of the hits that we've written with country artists like Keith Urban and Lady Antebellum and all those folks back in Nashville.
Well, Anna, we always want to keep in touch with you on our program, so please always let me know what's going on, and we'll look forward to a successful True Believer Fest. People can go to truebeliever.com, you said, for more information.
Truebelieverfest.com.
Okay. Correct. All right. Thank you for the call this morning.
Thank you, Anna.
Okay. See you at the fest.
Okay. Sounds good. And if you're just joining us, this is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. Here's what's cooking for your weekend weather. It's currently 69 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town. It is currently 67 degrees in Heber and in Heber Valley. We will have beautiful sunny skies today with a high of 91. 97 will be the high in Heber and Heber Valley. Saturday will be a mix of clouds and a chance of thundershowers late in the afternoon. We will have a high of 86 here in Park City, a high of 92 in Heber and Heber Valley. Going out to Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 85 here in Park City, and in Heber and Heber Valley, 93. And let's just go out to Tuesday, because we can. It will be sunny both Monday and Tuesday. High is 85 in Park City and 84 on Tuesday. And we're talking about late 80s, early 90s in Heber and in Heber Valley. So that is the weather. And we will be back with more music with our musical guest, Sundog Sky, and also with Arthur Weinfield, who, he has a fascinating story, and we'll be talking with him about that. We're going to go away for a couple of underwriters. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Roney Jr. from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties. We are a proud supporter of KPCW and our Park City community. Our agents are located in Summit and Wasatch counties, and we can be reached at bhhsutah.com or 649-7171.
Nothing's stopping your public radio station, KPCW. We're looking for contributions to our August pledge drive. If you or your business want to join the fun by donating items or gift certificates, go to our website, kpcw.org, and click the pledge drive button. Or call the station, 649-9004, and ask for Jennifer.
Of cancers affecting both men and women, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the United States. But it doesn't have to be. I'm Dr. Rick Craig, gastroenterologist at University of Utah Healthcare's Redstone Clinic. Colon cancer is preventable with early screening. If you are 50 or older, get screened. For more information, visit redstone.uofuhealth.org. University of Utah Healthcare is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. Our next guest is Arthur Weinfeld, Dr. Arthur Weinfeld. He's now a Park City local for a few years, but it was back a few years ago that he suffered a brain tumor and then had some throat cancer. These are terrible battles to go through, but he found that in this time frame, he shifted from a critical thinker to a creative thinker and thinks that this is somehow tied to the illnesses. And I'm just so curious to find out more about this journey. Can you tell us all about your story? Welcome to the program.
Well, thanks, Christy. So it was about 5 years ago, I had a what they thought was a cataract. And I went to a cataract mill where they removed the cataract. And my vision kept decreasing. They kept saying it was the surgery. Well, it turns out, after a lot of doctors, that I had a very large brain tumor, about the size of a tennis ball. And fortunately, I found a wonderful surgeon in Phoenix at the Barrow Institute who spent 12 hours taking that tumor out. And he told my wife afterwards that my behavior might change because it was in the frontal lobes. And lo and behold, it certainly did. From a clinical standpoint, I got very manic-y, and I've described it as being kissed by Jesus. I'm not a Christian, but all of a sudden, I felt as if everything was wonderful, and it was beyond beyond feeling grateful. It was a physiological experience. And I really began to understand the power of positive thinking. Very cliche.
Wait, so he sets you up for this expectation, which is great, like telling your wife and you be prepared that this might change your thought process.
Yeah.
But it was very instant, you're saying?
No, instant is relative, but I became very much more emotional, much more in touch with communication, with connection, with the good parts of life. And I would talk to people, and I think there was some kind of energy that would happen between us. And we would end up both being in tears. In a very good way. Yeah, men don't cry, but I do. I really got into this creative place. I had been playing the Native American flute, but my flute playing got better, and I was up in Park City, and I went to a concert given by Randy and Robin Cage, Randy of KPCW. I saw Robin, and I said, boy, she's terrific. I want to take music lessons from her. So a couple of years ago, I called her, and I got an appointment with her, and we started playing, and I started singing. And then I got interested in songwriting. And so I have written a number of songs now with Robin. I wish I could play some of the songs, but I've written songs that are, from my point of view, try to explain the psychology of life. The first song I wrote was Be the Truth, that instead of looking for the truth, let's be the truth. And I've written other songs like a very topical one recently called Narcissistic Journey, which is, I think, a fun song. And I've written another song about Buddha and how Buddha left his son shortly after his son was born, took off, left his son and his wife, and that upset me because I thought, here's this Buddha, and he goes and leaves his kid so what? And then I realized that my father also left his son, me, to go off to war. So I wrote a song about that experience.
I'm curious. I've heard of people that have had extraordinary circumstances, similar to what you have gone through, and they feel a connection to more people and to everything. I'm talking plants and everything else. Was your experience somewhat like that?
It was. It was. However, as I said, it wasn't gratitude. There was something beyond the explainable. It was
it was a connection.
Yeah, well, basically what I, there's a woman who wrote A Stroke of Insight. I can't think of her name right now.
Dr. Jill
Jill Bolte Taylor. And I actually communicated with her because I was having these experiences that I didn't understand. So basically, we have two sides of our brain, the left brain and the right brain. The left brain is more logical. The right brain is more spiritual, more soulful. It was like my left brain took a holiday.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I got into this right brain experience, and it felt mystical, but I'm sure it was neurological.
Yeah.
And perhaps always there, you just hadn't tapped into it. I mean,
right.
In your experience as a clinical psychologist, can you look back now to this and think it's all there, and some people are just operating more from one side or the other? Or is it a choice or a?
I always had a suspicion that I touched things in my heart differently than other people, but it was never really out there in a way that someone would say, "Oh yeah," at least that I could understand, but. After the surgery and after this experience, something happened. And my work as a clinical psychologist feels deeper. my understanding of trauma, of conflict. Conflict resolution feels different.
And do you feel that your draw, inclination to get into music and songwriting is part of being connected and sharing the connection? Is music a way to put it out to other people?
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that's what I feel and what you feel, J-Dub. But
it is, it is.
It's not just entertainment. It's the connective
poetry. Absolutely. I'm much more interested in the communication. I just finished a song we just finished called Connection. And that magical place that takes you away to a place that is pure. And when we connect, no matter who we are, when we connect, something happens. You know, oftentimes when we try to connect with people, like they'll say, oh, you know, something terrible happened. I had this terrible tragedy. And the other person's, oh, that's too bad. Or, oh, have you tried this physician or whatever? And what happens is that the person who's suffering ends up taking care of the person who is trying to pacify the suffering person. And so there's I have all these quotes that I'm looking at, like, you know, have you tried vitamins, have you tried yoga, have you tried Jesus, have, you know, all these things that we do in order to try to make the other person feel better, because the person who's talking to the suffering person is uncomfortable. And what we need to do is we need to share from ourselves. We need to say, this is what I'm feeling right now. And when I tell you what I'm feeling right now, that, boy, you know, I know you have cancer, but I feel so scared when I listen to you, that you end up you end up all crying together and feeling this mutual connection. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well, I'm fascinated by your story. I'm also intrigued with, because I'm kind of a sciencey guy, the research that's been done on brain science. And I think the one thing we've learned is we don't have a clue. I mean, it's so complex. It's so mysterious. But the one thing that is starting to really emerge is that our subconscious, which is making maybe over 95% of our decisions for us, and it's called subconscious because it's below our ability to understand.
Right.
That maybe you've tapped into some of that subconscious in some way.
Well, I think that's true. Mm. I think that's true. When parts of your brain get out of the way, where the logical part of your brain gets out of the way, you're left with being in the moment. And I do practice yoga almost every day. Some of the principles of yoga become important and feed into that kind of thinking.
Yeah. How's your health, Arthur?
Well, 2 years ago, I had a little bump in my throat, and it turned out to be a melanoma in my throat, very rare. I had 5 surgeries in 2.5 months, and they got all the melanoma out. That doesn't mean that it won't come back, but it means I have to keep on top of it. But I've asked myself, by the way, so what's the point of all this? And I think that I think I would have been embarrassed by this, but I think I'm an inspiration to people. I think when people see what I've been through and where I've been, where I'm going, what I am, that people feel inspired by that. They think, well, if he can do it, I can do it. And so I try to live my life consciously. I try to be who I am. And it's working.
Are you performing anywhere publicly that people will see you?
No, that would be
that'll be next.
I'm not ready for that.
All right. All right. Well, keep us posted on that. And thanks for sharing your story with us.
Yeah.
And maybe we can have you back sometime as a musical guest if that's what you get to.
Okay. Thank you so
much. Thanks so much for joining
us. Arthur, it's a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks.
We're going to go away for a couple of underwriters. When we return, weekend events, and our musical guest for the hour will be back, Sundog Sky, with a second song. This is KPCW in Park City. Stay with us.
The Tony and Pulitzer Prize award-winning musical, A Chorus Line, plays at the Historic Egyptian Theater July 5th through the 21st. Experience an actual New York City audition and one day in the lives of 17 dancers, all vying for a spot in the chorus line of a Broadway musical. Poignant, funny, and relatable characters that each have their turn in the spotlight. Reduced price tickets available Thursday and student rush at the door. All tickets and information can be found at parkcityshows.com or 855-745-SHOW. The Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
Hi, this is Mandalit Del Barco. I'm an arts correspondent with NPR News. When I'm in Park City, I enjoy listening like a local to KPCW, keeping fresh tracks on the radio.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix.
Time for weekend events. Now, I can't take advantage of this, but maybe the listeners can. Montage Deer Valley is offering free 60-minute guided meditation and yoga sessions each Friday morning between now and mid-August at 9 a.m. on the Mountain Lawn. And the Park City Library hosts a free yoga class as well on Fridays on the patio at 9:30 a.m. Bring your own mat.
Park City Library hosts the annual Summer Slide today at 1, which involves a giant slip and slide, water balloons, and bubbles. We love bubbles. The event aims to raise awareness of the dreaded summer slide when kids' reading activity drops and their acuity also drops.
Guided walking tours of Main Street are back for the summer. They're offered by the Park City Museum every Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., weather permitting. Costs just $7. You can sign up in advance or show up at 1:45 and join if the tour isn't already full. Wow your friends and visitors by getting to know your Park City history with a walking tour on Main Street.
The annual Summit County Arts Showcase is tonight and tomorrow at the Red Barn in Oakley. This juried summer show is one of a kind in Summit County, showcasing local artists in a dramatic setting. Tonight from 4 to 8 p.m. and tomorrow from 10 to 5. For more information, you can go to pcscarts.org.
Sundance Institute's summer film series is screening Top End Wedding. It's tonight at 7, and it's at the Ray Theater in Holiday Village. It is free.
Oh, Amber Hansen will be in here in a few minutes to tell us all about this next event, but we're going to talk about it just for a second here. Chorus Line is on stage at the Egyptian Theater for its second week. It's about 17 aspiring dancers vying for their own spot in the Chorus Line. It's won multiple Tony Awards, its original run in 76, and its big revival in 2007. And, of course, Amber will be here soon, and we'll be talking to her.
Deer Valley Music Festival will put on a tribute to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, tonight at the Snow Park Outdoor Amphitheater. Tickets and information can be found at deervalleymusicfestival.org.
You know, Christy, when you get away from all her popular music, I saw this incredible documentary.
I saw that too.
Wasn't that great?
In the church.
In the church,
days,
all gospel.
Yeah. That was great.
Oh, my goodness. Fantastic. We already talked about that. Royal Bliss are playing at the New Cabin tonight. The Proper Way is at Wooden Shoe Park in Peoa. Park 88 on the rooftop at the Boneyard. Michelle Moonshine at Silver Star Cafe. Spock Block is at the Spur. And Nate Robinson at Hotel Park City. And folks, this is Friday night. We have a separate section for Saturday night.
In Wasatch County, the Princess and the Pirate Train runs tonight on the Heber Valley Railroad. And Cinderella is on stage by High Valley Arts. Sounds like a great pairing and a great night for dress up. Find more information on Cinderella at highvalleyarts.org and on the Heber Valley Railroad at hebervalleyrr.org.
Well, that's going to button it up for Friday. Christy, shall we move on to Saturday?
What's cooking Saturday?
Well, it's going to be a big yard sale tomorrow. Listen to the Classified show from 7 until 9 here on KPCW to find out what's cooking in Park City in the gray economy of repurposing and reusing previously loved items.
I love a good yard sale. The Jupiter Peak Steeplechase is one of Park City's favorite races, and it brings elite athletes and weekend warriors to town to race this 16-mile loop from Park City Mountain Resort to the top of Jupiter Peak and back. Race check-in starts tomorrow at 6:30 a.m., and the race will conclude by 1 p.m.
I'm exhausted just thinking about that.
I know.
Flying Ace All-Stars are back in the Utah Olympic Park. The high-flying action takes place every Saturday and Sunday through September 1st at the Spence's Eccles Olympic Freestyle Pool.
Park City Library is screening The Footballist in Spanish with English subtitles tomorrow for free at 6 p.m. It's recommended for audiences from 8 years of age and older. There will also be free popcorn available.
And Park City Nursery's annual garden party starts with a free, and I can't read that word.
There's a potting workshop.
It's a potting workshop at 3 p.m. followed by beekeeping workshop, light bikes, live music, and food trucks from 4 until 7 p.m.
Deer Valley Music Festival tomorrow night presents E.T. the Extraterrestrial at Deer Valley with the Utah Symphony performing the Academy Award-winning score in sync while they screen the film on that big screen on the hill.
Tommy Lee and DJ Arrow are performing live at the Cabin Park 88, again on the rooftop at the Boneyard Saturday night. John Flanders Jazz Trio at the Silver Star Cafe, DJ Jeske at the Spur, and Victor Menegas at Downstairs.
In Wasatch County tomorrow night, the Belvedere's Improv Troupe are doing a show for all ages at the Timpanogos Valley Theater, just off Main, at 7:30 p.m. And Lincoln Highway is doing a free concert on the lawn at the Homestead at 6.
Remember back in April when we had like three bullet items of weekend events?
Now we're on two pages.
Now this is War and Peace. That buttons it up for Saturday. We move to Sunday. Park City Market back in town, Lower Main. The free eco-friendly open-air market street festival runs most Sundays of the summer from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Paid parking prices always escalate on silly market days. So take the bus, carpool, hitchhike, park at the high school, PCMR, take the frequent free buses. Music at the market includes Mud Puddle's 25th anniversary celebration at 2 p.m. on the main stage, and then Wyatt Lowe and the Mayhem Kings and pop performances from the Utah Symphony's trombone section.
The Beethoven Festival has a concert at Temple Har Shalom Sunday, starting with a social hour at 4:30 p.m. and a concert to follow. Tickets and information can be found at pcmusicfestival.com.
Here's what's cooking for music on Sunday. Silver Strike will play at the lawn at Billy Blanco's, Kate Vogel at Legends at Park City Mountain, and Patrick Ryan at the Spur. For all other musical listings, listen to KPCW Concert Calendar or visit parkcitylivemusic.com.
And just a sneak peek to Monday, the Beethoven Festival has another concert, which is free to the public, taking place at City Park from 6 to 8 p.m. More information at pcmusicfestival.com.
And Gallery Mar and Utah Symphony pair up to present a trio performance at the gallery at 6:30 p.m. as part of the Deer Valley Music Festival's community event pop-up series. Tickets and information can be found at deervalleymusicfestival.org.
Oh, boy.
It's Fresh Tracks Friday. Can you talk about that? What's going on?
Fresh Tracks Friday, every Friday, new music at the top of the hour. If you miss anything, you can check it out on our website under the Fresh Tracks tab. The list will be there, and there's also a link where you can jump into the Spotify playlist and listen along.
I love when I cover for Randy on Fridays to be able to go through the Fresh Tracks.
Read my notes.
Because, well, of course I read your notes, and I love the background information, and I love listening to new music that you have personally picked out for our listening pleasure.
Personally pick it out and then personally find those little notes, so I'm glad you find those interesting. Hey, we're back in the studio. Do we have time? Could we go right to Sundog Sky, or do you need to put an
underwriter? I think we can put Sundog Sky right on.
Excellent. They've been waiting so patiently.
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
People about songwriting.
Doing great. It's good to be here.
Yeah.
Songwriters themselves. Did any of that resonate strongly with you?
Yeah, that was a really moving story. I liked that because it's really special how he comes out of that and how he's talking about the whole brain switch, and then it just made him want to write more and stuff.
Have you always been a right-brained person?
I mean, I guess so. Yeah.
What are you gonna play for us next?
The next one is a love song called My Rose.
My Rose, yeah. Live on the Morning Mix. And this, of course, is Sundog Sky. And let me just do this again. William Sangster, keys and vocal. Jack Forster, guitar and vocal. Miles Nagel on bass. All right, gentlemen. Thank you.
rules and everything in between. Darling, you are a queen, you are my everything. I see you in my dreams, skipping from scene to scene. Love with these memories, hope that you never leave. I'd be so lonely without my one and only. Pleading on my knees for you to hold me. Fading away as I lose myself every day. You know the words that I want you to say. Stay with me. Roses and tulips and everything in between. Darling, you are a queen, you are my everything. We only have today, so say what you need to say. Although I know this feeling won't go away. With you there's no cloudy days, the sun's always in my face. Flowers bloom in red, the same colors in my veins. Your eyes, they heal the pain, they wash all my sins away. Never want things to change, so baby, please just stay with me. Stay with me. Roses and tulips and everything in between. Darling, you are a queen, you are my everything. I see you in my dreams, skipping from scene to scene. Love with these memories, hope that you never leave. I'd be so lonely without my one and only. Pleading on my knees for you to hold me. Fading away as I lose myself every day. You know the words that I want you to say. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay. Stay. Stay.
Hi, this is Don Gomes. I joined the Broadcasters Club because I support the mission and the people of KPCW. It truly reflects the character and the characters of Park City. I had the distinct pleasure of being on air in the mornings here on KPCW, and I still believe nothing that is need be just because it was. I hope you can join us in the Broadcasters Club.
For more information about becoming a Broadcasters Club member, please contact Jennifer at 649-9004, extension 307, or jennifer@kpcw.org.
We are back on the Morning Mix, and with us in the studio, Amber Hansom. Amber, good morning.
Morning.
You told us, you just told us this is the first time you've been on our show.
That's true.
You've been in the background, and you've provided a little commentary and stuff, but you haven't been an actual guest.
Right, and I've sent you guests, but never been a guest.
Well,
thanks
we're
for all
to
the
have
guests you.
You
do send us.
Yeah. It's so hard to get them up in the morning.
So Amber is the director of A Chorus Line, which is on stage at Egyptian Theater.
Yes.
And that's some big pants to step into since it's been a huge hit for many, many years.
Yeah.
And so what's it like to step in as the director of this show?
Well, it's a big show. It's probably pushing the limits of how many people we can fit on our stage.
How many people is it?
So we start off with 26 dancers, and then some of them get cut at the beginning, and then there's the 17 core auditioners and
vying for 8 spots,
right? And the choreographer and the director, who are all on stage at one time doing very complicated choreography. So, and it opened at the Ziegfeld Theater down in Ogden mid-June. Their theater is wider. Their stage is wider than ours, but they don't have the depth. So bringing it up here, we had to tweak a few numbers, but it works. And
so it's a zigzag chorus line.
Right, right, right.
All stand shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, but you know, most of the, I think our stage is so well suited to be just up, like downstage of the proscenium. So that's where most of the show takes place. So the audience, if you're sitting up front, the cast is really in your face, which I think is a lot funner experience. You're so right there. And that connection between...
You get the sweat and the spit.
Yeah, the sweat and the spit and the connection between character and audience is very real.
Give us just a little snapshot of what who some of these characters are, because there's some drama. There's a person that that has tremendous experience, has been cast before, and they're new people, and they're people that maybe get injured and they're not able to go on. And what does that mean? And
yeah, I mean, it runs the gamut. There is every type of character in this show represented, from the older, jaded, experienced female dancer who doesn't want to go through this whole thing, like, just cast me already. I've been in your shows.
Played by Randy Barton.
Booyah. to the, you know, the 18-year-old naive kid who just moved to New York and is just so excited and enthusiastic to be there. And we've got the married guy that has two kids that he needs to support, and he's thinking about giving up the business because it's not a viable business. And then there's the guy who doesn't know how to, like, he's struggled all his life with how to be a man. And I mean, as far as my strength as a director is in the casting of the show. I directed the show in 2014 when Egyptian Theater was doing all of the in-house productions. And the casting was great then, but it's really on point for this show. It's my approach to this show, because it is so authentic and so real, and so, and the actors have to be so vulnerable, because
exposed,
right? Because this show was written by actors who have gone through the audition process, and they, you know, let's write a show about what it's like to do a Broadway New York audition. So these are real, genuine stories. So my approach was, we're all going to tell our stories. And, you know, the first person, unfortunately, the person who went first was just like, I started dancing when I was 5, and that, you know, but then everybody got deeper and deeper.
It gets heavy.
Yeah. And so everybody in the cast has opened up.
But you're saying that you asked the cast to tell their own personal
story. Their own personal stories.
Is that to break them down a little bit, to play the role that then is assigned to them?
Yeah, I think to find comparisons with their character and themselves. And it was very interesting, and why I'm like patting myself on the back for as a director is there were so many parallels with their character in their own life that they were able to dig deeper in.
Yeah.
And also just to connect as a cast, because they're up there bearing their souls as their character for the first time every single night. It's the first time every single night. And they have to be so connected to each other and so supported by each other that has to be fresh and new every day. And so we revisit that a lot, and a lot of people will it's like an onion. We keep peeling off layers of our emotional lives to connect deeper with our character that we're playing on the stage every night,
which connects with the audience.
Exactly. Well, that's the hope.
So Amber, you had expectations going into this. What surprised you most about the process?
I think my expectations, I have three people that I cast from 2014 as their same characters. And then I kind of expected, well, I'll cast a lot of the same type of people into these roles, but then you get what have to choose from who auditions. So finding fresh and new character choices has been like remarkable. And it's like, oh, that's not at all what I was thinking that was going on in their brain. But now that you, as a different person from the 2014 cast, has brought that up, you're spot on. I mean, that's people are making such interesting choices that are so different from the previous production that I feel like this production's a little bit more solid as far as like emotional connection. And of course, you know, the challenges of this show in particular is it's a dance show. Number one, you have to have amazing dancers who can also sing and act. And so, you know, I think we've got that. We've got that in these 17 dancers that sing and act and are very genuine and are very emotional and raw every single night. And the connection to their character and the story that they're telling and the staying true to the original 1975 production with the choreography, original choreography and script and, you know, style of music. It's timeless in a way, but we, you know, we've taken that 1975 vibe and, you know, really translated it well.
If you play professional sports, hopefully you're making some okay money and mm-hmm. you're able to put it aside and maybe make some investments, those sorts of things.
Right.
If you have the passion for dancing, you're probably not being paid very well. So what happens when you can't dance anymore? A career debilitating injury, or you get a little older and you're not being cast in those
right.
roles you used to be? It's pretty heavy.
It is heavy. And that is very well discussed in the show. You know, there's one, some of the characters are like, well, I'll go into stage managing or I'll go into directing, or I'm learning to act and acting's my plan B, which is, and someone brings it up, well, there's more out of work actors than there are dancers. And one, the older woman who's, you know, had the experience says, well, maybe I'll just open my own dance studio. I don't know if that's selling out or if I'm growing up. And really, those are the questions that I think every performer has to ask themselves, like, how much longer am I going to be so vulnerable, yet so hard? I'm going to put myself out there, I'm going to open up my soul, bare my soul, and then be rejected outright, you know, 99% of the time. And the people that can stick it out, I think, especially when you get older, those roles become more available. But it's such a... you know, soul-bearing and sometimes soul-crushing endeavor that gets dealt with a lot in the show.
But there are a lot of great numbers.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say that this show is such a downer. I mean, it's got everything. It's got the show-stopping dance numbers, the songs, and it's got so much humor. I mean, they go into this whole montage about, like, remembering adolescence, and it's hilarious. You know, those times where you don't know what's happening with your body and you think you're the only one. Hilarious.
This is your second week. Is this the final week?
Yeah,
no, we have one. We have 7 more performances. So okay. Friday through tonight through Sunday, and then next Thursday through Sunday.
Okay. And is there anything sold out as people were considering making plans?
Well, no, we're getting, I mean, now that the tourists are here, it's busier every day. So last night was pretty much a full house. So I wouldn't wait on getting your tickets. We've got good tickets available now. So get them now.
Excellent. So that's at parkcityshows.com.
Yep.
Thanks so much for joining us and telling us a little deeper story.
Wonderful
to
be here.
More.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And congratulations on directing another show.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be back in the director's chair.
Yeah. Great to have you here, Amber.
Thank you.
Yeah. We do want to thank our sponsors for the show before we get back to Sundog Sky. Our sponsors are Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
And we have a final underwriter we're going to play quickly. You're listening to KPCW in Park City. This is the Morning Mix. Stay with us. We'll be back with Sundog for a final song. Don't touch that dial.
This is Earl Foote with Nexus IT. Nexus IT Consultants proudly supports KPCW and other local nonprofit organizations since 1998. Nexus IT contributes off-lease computers and IT equipment to nonprofit organizations throughout communities in Utah. More information, 435-487-9099 or nexusitc.net.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining us this morning, Sundog Sky. And everybody get outside and have some fun. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Hey, thanks for having us once again. Here's our last song called Shattered Glass.
Okay, man, go ahead.
When I saw you walking, I knew you were walking my way. When we started talking, things just blew away. I don't even notice the time that goes by. Every minute with you is like the last goodbye.